Along with Jim Lee, it's Eric Hansen in Abingdon, Illinois, with the Tornadoes baseball team, who are hometown heroes of the week. Yeah! Excellent. Let's meet the Abingdon Tornadoes baseball team.
Nolan Struess, pitcher, junior.
Shane Sundquist, pitcher, senior.
Alex Tiscareño, outfield, sophomore.
Tucker Stevens, pitcher, senior.
Ben Sipp, outfield, junior.
Heath Milan, senior, utility player.
Joe Robson, third base, freshman.
Nick Boggs, senior, first base.
Trenton Owens, pitcher, outfield, senior.
Nathan Wright, pitcher, freshman.
Bernard Arce, sophomore, third base.
Tyler Dugan, second baseman, junior.
Brett Fordyce, senior, center field.
Bo Glazier, junior, shortstop.
Peyton Boone, sophomore, outfield.
Nolan Taylor, freshman, second base.
Owen Gray, freshman, right field.
Jonathan Mason, sophomore, pitcher.
Dylan Clongay, center field, sophomore.
Shane Coleman, senior, catcher.
Wyatt Cameron, sophomore, infielder.
Our hometown heroes of the week, the final ones of the spring sports season, the A-Town Tornadoes baseball team, and head coach Jeremy Pickerel joins us. This is kind of an annual event. You guys are always good, Jeremy, and you want 18-3 this year?
18-3, sitting at 7-0 in the conference. You know, big weekend ahead of us, big week next week with a lot of makeup. So we're looking to hopefully hit our stride here as the season winds down.
Your next opponent, Saturday, South Fulton, another group that's always pretty good. That should be a good doubleheader for you.
Yeah, it was kind of a weird game with them last year. We were here. We had that one inning where we hit six home runs in one inning, and the wind was howling. So I'm sure they feel like that was a bit of a fluky game. So, you know, we've just been taking one game at a time. And whoever we face, you know, we handle them when we come across them. But yeah,
when you say you've handled and you have handled some good teams, you had a week there where you played Knoxville, you played Ridgewood, you took on Galesburg, didn't win that, but you played all the best teams in the area.
We tried to. I mean, that's one thing, you know, when I took over that I wanted to start playing some different teams and some more challenging teams, and hopefully that would start to pay off for us. In the long run, and so far it has, you know, just kind of carrying over from last year. We've continued to play well, even though the score didn't show it, you know, against Galesburg and Richwoods and Rock Island early. We've definitely learned and gained a lot from those experiences, and we're taking those things in stride and applying what we learned in those games to the rest of the season.
Game in and game out, who's the guys that you really look to for leadership on this team?
You know, it's a good thing that we have different guys that step up every game, it seems like. Obviously, having seven seniors helps. Yep. But we have been fortunate that we don't have to rely on any one or two guys that carry us. It's been a combination of timely, consistent hitting all year. Our defense has played exceptional, and our pitching has been just great all year, and so we're just hoping that we can maintain and continue that as the season progresses, and hopefully that'll carry us a lot deeper into the postseason.
In order to win this, you've got to be good and get nominated, and then you've got to get the fan vote, and your folks, your fans, even though Knoxville got you the first couple of weeks, they came back big this week. You beat a good effort by Farmington, so the folks are behind you again.
Yeah, I mean, it's always the community always comes out anytime it has anything to do with A-Town athletics. The town always you know, shows their support, and it helps when you're playing and winning games. But you know, that's one thing, the community never lets you down, as far as whether you're up having an up season or a down season. They're behind you 100%.
All right, Jeremy, congratulations, another great year on being hometown heroes, and take care.
Thank you.
Jeremy Pickerel, head coach of the A-Town Tornadoes, our FM 95 hometown heroes of the week.
Three, one, two, three. Yeah!